Let's go back to our calls now, and Bob has been waiting a while. Thanks, Bob, for your patience.
Oh, good morning, Wayne.
Hi.
I read that same article that you referred to about the minister. I was really shocked when I had read it. It's curious that he would refuse a contribution to his church, knowing that the person who contributed may have won that money through a lottery or some other form of gambling.
Right. I think the minister, again, is entitled to his feelings, too.
Oh, certainly. Yeah. Personally, I don't object at all to him saying what he has to say. I think the beauty of gambling is that what we're looking at is funds that are raised on a voluntary basis versus an involuntary basis. I would really ask, and I would wonder, if the same minister would object or is against the idea of churches, for example, being tax-exempt, which would hurt the poor, as he says gambling does. I really question how he comes at his conclusion that gambling hurts the poor.
I can't speak for the minister. We tried to get a hold of Mr. Ragg, and the secretary had indicated that he would be available, and then suddenly he wasn't available the next day. So I can't speak for the gentleman. I think what he's getting at, according to the story, as you've read it, a government study, according to the Reverend, revealed that 77% of people who regularly buy these tickets in lotteries in Ontario have an annual income of less than $10,000. The writer of the article goes on to say this makes lotteries an unjust form of taxation on the poor, again, reportedly stated by the minister.
That's a total misinterpretation of terminology. You can't call something taxation if it's voluntary. If I voluntarily give my money to something, that is not taxation any way you want to define it. Taxation automatically implies that the money's taken away from these people involuntarily for purposes that they may not believe in or want no part of. The minister also mentioned that he said that gambling encourages, quote, getting something for nothing. Is that correct?
Encourages attitudes of getting something for nothing. I guess that's true, though. I mean, that's not untrue.
Not really, because if I'm gambling, for the first thing, I have to pay some sort of premium.
Yeah, but you're going in it with a view to winning the $1 million or the $100,000.
Oh, hopefully.
So you're getting a lot more money for nothing, or for virtually nothing, I guess.
Well, that's an interesting question. CBC or CTV, I'm not sure which network, recently did a show on one of these special shows, like W5 type of thing.
Yeah.
And discussing the problem of gambling, and they actually ask, why do people gamble? People gamble for enjoyment. They gamble for the entertainment they get.
Mm-hmm.
Every person who bought an Ontario ticket or something honestly thought that they were going to win $100,000. And if that was the reason for them going into that, I'm sure that they wouldn't have half the sales that they do. I think there's a great deal of entertainment in it. I know in offices that I've worked in that people go in on pools and they make little side bets on their own. And,
But, let's face it. Like, I can only speak personally, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
When I buy the Ontario tickets, I'm only buying them for one reason. And that's to win.
Oh, of course.
That's the only reason. That's the only thing that concerns me. If I go and play blackjack, I'm not going in there to lose.
Well, that's the same thing, okay? All of life is a gamble. When I go into business, I'm going in to win.
That's right.
I want to make money, sure. But if I go into a business that I don't enjoy, that I hate, I'm not going to last too long at that business. I better enjoy what I'm doing while I'm doing it. Otherwise, what I'm doing is not to my best interest at all. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's basically the point I was getting at. I was very shocked that a minister would say that. I think all of life is a gamble. I don't even understand when people are talking about controlling gambling, what they might mean by that. I don't really see a need to have to control gambling if a person...
Oh, of course you do. I mean, you look at what's going on in Las Vegas. Look at the situation with Frank Sinatra. I mean, you are opening...
What's going on there? I'm not quite sure I understand the situation that's going on there. Is there some sort of...
Well, you're familiar with any gambling center where the element of crime does come in.
Well, it's
organized crime.
Yeah, but how do you define organized crime? If gambling is illegal and somebody's involved in gambling, then it's organized crime.
But when it is legal, there are some operations where there are criminal elements there skimming off the top, or when you have a circumstance that isn't...
Of course. Well, that's not gambling in itself. That could apply to business. That could apply to any other activity in the whole human scope.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see why we're talking about gambling. We're talking about a person being allowed to take a risk
Mm-hmm. But the point is, if it's not controlled by a government agency or a government source, then you increase the possibility of organized crime gaining a foothold in that particular operation.
So what you're telling me is if a government controls my right to gamble whatever I wish, that my having that right encourages organized crime? I don't understand the co-relationship.
No, you're going off on a tangent because that's not what I'm saying. If you have Casino A that is run as a private enterprise entity,
right,
you are encouraging, in my view, the chances of organized crime getting a foothold into the operation of that casino. I'm not saying it always happens.
Okay, I realize that. What would be the result of that? Like, what is the negative result of that? Like, what happens?
What do you mean, as far as organized crime gaining a foothold, you need me to tell you?
Well, what is the crime that they're committing? Let's put it that way.
Well, there are certain untoward things that are going on. You have this process of skimming that I indicated earlier. You get into loan sharking for people who are in over their heads.
Yeah, and where would those people go if they didn't have a loan shark to turn to?
Well, they certainly would have, by process of society, some control on what could be, in some cases, an excess.
Well, those are very variable statements. As they relate to gambling, like, okay, you're talking about loan sharking, etc. That's
mm-hmm.
not gambling. That's a different activity altogether.
But it is an activity in some cases that stems from a private circumstance or a private enterprise circumstance where a casino is operated. It can happen. I mean, that's...
Couldn't loan sharking stem from any private enterprise?
Of course it can, but it does exist...
Public enterprise?
Yes, of course. Yes, of course, but it does exist in that area as well, and probably more so than in other areas.
And the only reason for that, I would imagine, would be because of the profits that can be made.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you say so?
Probably. There may be other reasons, too.
So then what we might be saying is that we should be looking for the same type of thing within government that makes clear profit in everything it gets, and oil companies that make a clear profit. The only point I'm getting at is, why segregate gambling as a human activity from all other human activities? Granted, some of your points are valid, that there may be corruption, that there may be... this applies to anything.
Well, we're talking about the amount of a possibility as opposed to a difference of kind.
I'm sorry?
We're talking about the amount or the degree of possibility of corruption as opposed to another form of endeavor.
I don't really see what the significance of that would be.
Well...
You're playing odds. It's all gambling, isn't it?
Well, I don't disagree with your premise. If you get out of bed in the morning, you're taking a chance. In another case, you're taking a chance by staying in bed.
And if it's found out that if I'm going to a private, a private enterprise gambling establishment, and I know that they're skimming off the top and that they're maybe cheating at the tables or something like that,
mm-hmm.
and if this gets out and I still go into that place and put my money down on the table, who's the fool?
Yeah, but the point is, it may not get out. That information may not be readily available. You would think if a government were running a casino, they wouldn't be doing that.
I wouldn't assume that, naturally. I would probably assume the opposite.
Yeah, well, because of your premise here is that government is your enemy and is...
No, not at all. I just don't see... I think that human beings are human beings, whether they're in government or in private enterprise or in any activity. And I'm judging human beings on the basis of what human beings are. There are many honest individuals in the government. There
yes.
are many honest individuals in the gambling industry.
No one's suggesting there isn't either.
No, I'm not saying you are. I'm just saying here, why are we segregating this? Why are we saying that, well, let's face it, right now, most gambling in this country, as we might see something in Las Vegas, et cetera, is illegal, okay? The gambling that is allowed, as people, previous callers have already pointed out, is gambling that is encouraged by government or encouraged by charity.
Okay, thank you, Bob. Gonna run.
Okay, Wayne.
4333-3121, message.